Hello. There we go. Now it's live. Hello, everybody. How is everybody tonight? We'll wait for a second and let everybody come in. This is Soul Essentials Healing Hour. You guys have to excuse me. I know I look tired. I am tired today. And when you come on, say hi to let me know that you're here. Hi, Can. So we had some suggestions last week for the live, some things that everybody wanted to talk about. And one thing people brought up was healing the past. Another thing they brought up was the 3 a.m., why we wake up at 3 a.m. So those are a couple things that people brought up. Hi, Berta. How are you? And then people asked last week about doing like a release meditation towards the end so we can do all of those things. So if you're on here, say hi. Let me know what you want to talk about tonight, what you guys want to learn tonight, what your questions are. One of the things I was thinking after the live last week and the suggestions for things that people wanted to talk about was we could talk about healing and we could talk about how the Hi, Larry, how are you? Christina, Karen, hello everybody. Thank you for being here. One of the things we could talk about was healing and then how the soul speaks to you, how the universe talks to you when it comes to learning our life lessons and moving past them. My neck is getting better. It's actually been bothering me a little more the last couple days. I'm not sure why. I'm not really doing too much different, so I don't know, maybe it's the weather. But I am still like getting treatment for it. I'm still going to the chiropractor. It's a work in progress. I don't know that everything that's wrong with my neck can actually be fixed. I'm just trying to avoid surgery, right? So let me know what you guys want to talk about tonight. One of the things that I was kind of, when I started looking back into the 3 a.m. thing. So we talked last week about what it means to when you wake up at 3 a.m. And then I started to think about how we go through things in life. We go through lessons, we go through challenges in life. Larry, you've been waking up between 1 and 3 every day for years. Yes. Giving up on your gift when you lose faith. I just recently regained a gift I had out of balance. Yeah, that's so we can tie that into the talk. So when I started to look back at, you know, what I would say to you guys about that 3 a.m. thing this week, I started to think about the challenges that we face in life and how the soul speaks to us, how source speaks to us, how the universe talks to us and tries to help us on our journey, on our evolution. So when I was working in office, I woke up one night and I got this kind of acronym out of the blue. I didn't even like ask for it. It just happened. I just woke up and I got the acronym for the word life. So LIFE, right? And what it went was life was for living, and I was for in, and the F was for functional, and the E was for evolution. So living in functional evolution. I just woke up one day and thought, living in functional evolution. Like, oh my gosh, that's what we're doing. We need to be functional, so we need to be able to keep going. We need to be able to keep trying to get ourselves back up when we have our hard times, and we need to continue to evolve, and that's what we're doing here. We're on this path of evolution. And many of us have a lot of these life lessons or scenarios that seem to repeat themselves. And when we do that, when we have these patterns that seem to repeat and they seem to happen over and over, that is, one, the universe speaking to us saying, pay attention. Something needs to change. We have a pattern that we're displaying. We have a way that we're living that needs to be altered. And a lot of times we take these as, I'll answer your question, Berta. We take these life lessons or these incidents personal, and we take them as life's coming after us, or things don't go my way, things never work out for me. We kind of take them personal, we get hurt by them. But really what they are is they're more indicators, they're more mirrors to put up and to say, okay, what should I be looking at? What do I need to alter? What do I need to change? And the biggest thing that you can do in those challenging times is to remind yourself that whatever it is that you're facing for this moment is going to change, because life is change. And a lot of us don't like that, but you can't evolve if life doesn't change. It has to change to evolve. We have to grow, we have to evolve, right? And in order to be functional, actually, life has to change, because if they get stagnant and they don't change, then it's not functional. They start to decay or fall apart, go away, and we don't want that, right? So learning to embrace change and learning to embrace challenges in life without the heaviness, so much heaviness. And I think that's one way that our soul speaks to us, when it is that we need to learn certain lessons here, or we need to face certain challenges or overcome them, is by the events that happen in our life. And so the 3 a.m. time, Samar was on here last week and said that she wanted to hear more about the 3 a.m. And she was interested as, you know, what that was. So that's a couple things. One, it could just be you have things on your mind. You have things going on in your life. And when you go to sleep, your brain does not stop working, because the brain is a thinking mechanism. It's an organ inside the body, and its job is to try to help you and save you and work things out for you. So you could just have things going on in your life. You could just have a lot of stuff going on. You could have an incident that you're worried about, that you're trying to figure out. I can't seem to get my glasses to clear off here. But my eyes are not working well today, so I have to keep my glasses on, or I won't be able to see what you guys are saying. Okay. And if you do have questions, please go ahead and put them in the chat, okay? So that would be one reason why you would wake up at any point during the night. The other reason, which is really fascinating, and I don't have a chart on me, is if you look up traditional Chinese medicine, they actually have a wheel with all the time slots on it that describe which organs are basically online at different times of the day and the night. So that 3 a.m. spot is for the lungs. And I know that because of myself. And I can try to double check that here. Let me do it on my phone so that you guys can still see me. What I do is I just type in body clock, and you will see the wheel of the circadian rhythm of the body. which organs the are online at what time. Okay, so let me see if I can put this up. And the 3 a.m. is the liver, but it's going into the lungs. So let me see if I can put this up here so you guys can see what I'm talking about. So this is the Chinese body clock. And in each spot, if you see like 4 p.m. is bladder, 5 p.m. is kidney. If you go over to that 3 a.m. spot over there, it's kind of tan. You see liver, and then it's a light purple, and it goes into lung. That's the 3 to 4 a.m. Okay, so just type in body clock, and it will show you which organs are online at what time. And if you tend to wake up at a certain time, that you could be having an issue in that area with either that organ or, like, for the lung is associated with sadness. The liver is usually associated with anger, and like pent-up anger. The kidneys are usually associated in Chinese medicine, now I'm talking, with anxiety and worry. It also, like, during the day, so if you get tired during the day, that would be that organ too. So you want to also look at if you're kind of getting tired and drained at a certain time every day. So for me, I get tired during the day. It's between 1 and 3, but 1 and 2 especially. So for which makes perfect sense for me because 2 a.m. is my hardest time. And if you look on here, or 2 p.m., sorry, that's the small intestine, which makes sense because I do tend to have stomach issues. And that is the time of the day that I, like, lose energy. I get exhausted. I need a nap, want a nap. So that is you too. Okay. Yeah, I look up. You know what? It is the start of the liver and going into the lungs from the 3 to 4. So look up the body clock and see what it means for you. So if it's stomach, maybe you want to clean up your diet. Maybe you want to do some lemon water, you know, for the liver. By the way, the lemon water, you don't want to heat it up because it actually will kill what the lemon will do. You want to have it kind of cold. So that could be another reason why you're waking up between those hours in the night. And then the next reason is, so they used to call this time the devil's hour. They used to call the 3 a.m. mark the witching hour. And it is the time when the veil, so the veil is a block, right? Considered like a block. So the veil is the thinnest between dimensions. So we can consider it the thinnest. Now, if you're going to look geometrically, what it's going to be is there's going to be a bend at that time in between dimensions where it is easier for the other side to get to us. It's easier for us to go to the other side. It's easiest for the spiritual world to reach us, to talk to us, to send us messages. And then, like Berta asked, should I meditate during that time? You can meditate during that time. For me, because I have to work and I have to get up early in the morning, I do acknowledge that I've woke up, and then I just ask myself to just kind of download the information, give myself the information through my super conscious, which would be your higher self, or my subconscious, which is that back part of the brain that takes in 96% of the data that you're not aware of. Because I have to get up from my job. Now, if you are able to stay up and you're able to do a meditation and to sit quietly during that time and just listen to what you get, absolutely. Wayne Dyer used to say, one of his teachers told him that if that happens, to sit up and put your feet on the floor. And that would be a lot of the times where he would get information for his books. But Wayne Dyer is living in Maui, and he doesn't have to get up and go to the classic 9-to-5 job. So he is free to do that. So I'm going to say to do what's best for you and what works for you. That is the time when that veil is the thinnest in the spiritual world and our 3D dimension blend the most. So on this subject, do you guys have any questions on anything that I've said so far? And what this is to me is, this again is another way that the universe, source, your soul speaks to you. It's a just another, to me, another evidence that our soul is constantly speaking to us. And our soul is basically the telephone line to source. It's the telephone line to God. We have a direct line to source. And I will say this, like I've said before, if you had a child, or even if you didn't have a child and you had a dog or whatever, and you were going to send that child away, would you have no way to contact them? Or would you tell them, you can only contact me, but you have to go through only this person to do it? You wouldn't do that. You would make sure you had a way to contact that child directly. Now, if it's a dog, of course, you would make sure you could still communicate to them. You would have to go through somebody else, but you would still communicate to them. And I feel the same way with us, with Source. Source has given us all, each of us, our own direct telephone line. We have not been left out. The key is to pay attention when it's speaking. That's our job. That's our key, to pay attention when we're speaking, when it's speaking to us. Okay, when it's trying to tell us something, when it's trying to show us something. So I want to go back and make sure that I answered everything. I've been waking up about almost for the last month, all during the night. And they don't always do that, so not sure what's going on there. When that happens, one of the things I will also do is, if you pose the mind a question, the mind will then search for the answer. And it's not a matter of posing the mind a question and then having anxiety. So anxiety is a state of worry. It is posing the mind a question like, okay, how do you think I can solve this problem? And then the brain will look for the answer. It's the same thing that they tell you when it comes to manifesting. If you want to figure out how to do something, ask the mind the question, and the mind will automatically just kind of do like the Google search and try to find the answer. But again, this is not worry. We're not going to worry about it, because we're going to allow the universe and our soul, our higher self, to bring the answer to us. We're going to allow that space for the universe to work it out, to have our back. Right? Let go of thoughts and listen. Yes. So, I meditate, but I've tried to meditate when I wake up, but I am unable at that time. So you're unable because you're tired, Larry, or you're unable because of just thoughts coming in? So Candace, you've said giving up on your gift when you lose faith. I just recently regained a gift I had out of balance. Sometimes I can't physically fall asleep until after 3 a.m. Just thoughts. Okay. All right. So, insomnia is a thing. It's, again, it could be that you have too many thoughts. It could be you have things to worry about, or you think you need to worry about. You could have a lot of things going on in your life. So I will go through what I have done in order to go to sleep, because, again, just because, you know, I'm the spiritual teacher or what have you, I am still human. I still have issues sleeping sometimes. Everybody does. So some of the old wives' tales, as they call them, do work. They absolutely work, such as taking a warm bath. That relaxes the muscles. It removes some of the tension. When we relax the muscles and we're not so tense, then the mind kind of feels like it can go, oh, yes, it does help. Eating something before you go to bed, having a small snack or drinking something warm does work before you go to bed. Why does that work? Because it has to pull energy from the rest of the body to the stomach has to pull energy from the rest of the body to digest. So it does work to help make you tired. If I notice that I'm either not falling asleep or I have woke up and I can't go back to sleep, I will get up and I will have a small snack. So it could be just like a cracker or a piece of toast or maybe a piece of cheese. And then I will have some hot tea because I know that that will make my stomach have to digest. That will pull the energy from the other areas of my body so that I can go to sleep. Okay. The other thing is to come up with some sort of phrase. It can be a poem, it can be a prayer, it can be part of a song that you can say to yourself as you're going to sleep. So the thing that I use is I use the Thou Art Thy Father in Heaven, Hallowed Be Thy Name prayer, just because I know it, just because it's kind of lengthy. And I will say that prayer in my head as I'm falling to sleep. But as I'm saying it, I will actually imagine the words in front of me and I'll read them with my eyes closed. Okay? Because this is what the eyes do when you're sleeping. The eyes go back and forth. So I'm saying it, but I'm also visualizing myself read it. That stops all thoughts from being able to come in because I'm saying this prayer in my head. If I'm saying a prayer, it can be a song, it can be a poem, it can be anything that you come up with. Say it in your head. And it stops those thoughts from coming in. Then if you notice that you're distracted and you drifted off, just go back and start your poem again. Just start it over. That's one thing that you can, that's what I do, and I do it often. The other thing that I do is I will count from 10 to 0, but I'll do it with my eyes closed in a zigzag pattern. So I'll imagine 10, and then 9, and then 8, and then 7, and I'm going back and forth. And again, that's because that's what the eyes do. So I'm counting down from 10 to 0 to make myself tired. That's a regimen. So these are like sleep regimen type things. Now the big thing is, so we talked about how to physically make yourself tired, what to do with your mind so thoughts don't come in. And the thing about anxiety, just your thoughts, if you are trying to solve a problem, at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, the reality is you can't fix anything at 3 in the morning. And I learned that from a massage therapist teacher. When I went to school and I was a massage therapist, And then I taught it for a little bit. One of the teachers there, I was telling them that I had anxiety or had insomnia, and they said to me, "What are you solving at 3 in the morning?" And he looked at me and he said, "Nothing. You're not calling the bank. You're not going to the school. You're not going to the store. You are not solving anything at 3 in the morning. So tell yourself that, and then tell yourself that you'll deal with it tomorrow." And I started doing that, and ever since then, I've done that. If my brain starts trying to solve problems in the middle of the night, I just tell, you know what? I'll just deal with it tomorrow. Because ultimately, I can't do anything about it at that time, and I'm just wasting my time. Okay? So the other thing to do is to play some sort of music or sound frequency, usually without words. If you have words, make sure it is like a meditation type for relaxation or healing. And what that will do is if you listen to some sort of music, it will, your brain will listen to the music and not think. It'll not dream. Okay? Or the dreams won't be so alarming. Okay? So these are the ways that what I do to sleep, to fall asleep, stay asleep. Yeah. You can also pray. And sometimes the reason that you will have dreams and they will come true, or you will have dreams and they'll be deja vus, is because, again, that is the time when that veil is the thinnest. That is the time when your guard is down. So we're taught a lot of times that spirituality, that psychic ability, intuition, all of these things are not real, that they're fake, that we shouldn't have them, we shouldn't believe in them. So when we are sleeping, that guard is down and that veil is opened up more. So again, the other side can come to us. They can get to us easier. So these are some ways that you guys can use to help you. And now, what we want to do is to look at yeah, you can get premonitions in your sleep, and that's because your veil is thinned at that time. So one thing that Candace mentioned here is that she has lost a gift and she has regained the gift, and because the gift was out of balance, and that is something that can happen when your life becomes extremely out of balance. Your intuition can become off, your insights can become off, and one of the ways to correct that is through meditation. So we need to look at meditation here. It's also through clearing your energy out that can help you regain a gift that you had or that you think that you lost. Doing the energy work and doing the meditation. So meditation, a lot of times people think that it's kind of hard. It's kind of tricky to understand and kind of tricky to do and to maintain it. The thing about meditation is that there's no specific way to do it. Everybody has a different way to do it. I had a client one time who used to use any sound in the room. They would just allow their mind to match whatever sound was in the room, whether that was a clock ticking or something else. And I thought, well, that's amazing because for a lot of people that would be annoying. So, but that is one way to do meditation. It is one way that if you are meditating and there is a sound in the room, you just incorporate the sound in the room into the meditation. You just incorporate it into the meditation. You don't allow any thoughts or judgments to come up about the sound. Like, oh my gosh, that sound, I just can't relax. You just incorporate it into the meditation. Thoughts that you have when you're trying to meditate. The key with thoughts is you can allow thoughts to come in, but you just allow them come in and flow out. You don't get stuck on any one thought. That's the key with that. You don't allow your mind to get stuck on any one thought. You just allow the thought to come in and just flow out. Come in and flow out. And then you can use meditation with just music. You can use meditation with just sound. I do try to go to a space where there really isn't anything there. It's just me and it's just source. We're just connected. And I'm not trying to put anything in the meditation. I'm not trying to add anything to it. I'm just trying to be. And I'm just trying to be in this calm space, this calm, relaxing space, where it's just me and just source. If a thought comes in, I just let it go. I don't hold on to it. Now, if I have a question, I will ask a question, and then I will be quiet. I will be silent. I won't try to force the answer. And if I get information, then I will analyze it after the meditation. I will just let it come in, and I will accept it, and then just let it flow until the meditation's over. So all this makes sense? One of the things that I wanted to address, or you guys wanted me to address, was a meditation for releasing if you get thoughts, say to yourself, hey, did you hear that? And everything will go silent. That's interesting. I'll have to try that. If you say, hey, did you hear that? Everything will go silent. That's interesting. So it makes you pay attention, or makes you listen more is what it does. That's nice. That's awesome. That's awesome, Larry. That is true. I never thought about that, but that is true. I'll have to try that next time. So again, what I wanted to do for the last part of this was walk you guys through a meditation, releasing some things. But before I did that, I wanted to make sure you guys didn't have anything else that you wanted to talk about, or anything else that you wanted to learn. I love that tip, though. I just love that. That's awesome. Because meditation is tricky for many people. Many people have a hard time with it, think that they can't do it. And essentially, we do meditation anytime that we're immersed in something, anytime that we're fully involved in something, we are essentially meditating. I think I do that a lot because I get scared super easy. So I'll be even just washing my floor, and I am just in my own zone so much, and I'm in my own energy and my own space so much that if somebody walks into the room, I jump. So anytime you're really immersed in something, you are essentially meditating. So let me know what else you guys want to talk about before I do a meditation tonight. The meditation will be on... I don't know why you can't see the comments, Berta. I can see everybody's comments. I'm not sure what's happening. So I wanted to do, and the Epsom salt lavender is awesome as well, Berta. The Epsom salt gives magnesium for the body. It's a way to give magnesium. It's also a way to relax. The release is going to be on Just healing the body, letting go of the past, moving forward, and feeling, just freeing yourself and your body of any, you know, pent up garbage issues that you may be holding on to. And we need to make sure that we are doing that. We are doing that on a regular basis, because again, if we're going to be functional in life and we're going to evolve, we want to be letting go constantly. So you can look at that as change, because I'm going to let go of the old, I'm going to let go of what I'm holding, and I'm going to move forward. Again, we do want to change and we do want to evolve, but we want to be okay while we're doing it. We want to be functional while we're doing it. We want to be able to accept. The key to understanding that life is really showing us what we need to work on, not necessarily coming after us or things happening to us. It's asking us to look at some of our patterns. That is called acceptance, and acceptance in life creates peace. It always creates peace. The faster you can move into acceptance, the faster you can move into peace. And acceptance, though, does not mean that we like things. It just means it is what it is, and this is what's happened. Okay? So are you guys ready for meditation? The gnats are out already. There was a little gnat right there. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start to relax. I'm going to walk you through this meditation. You're going to allow yourself to just go where you need to go. Yes, leave the past in the behind. So go ahead and get comfortable if you want to. You can close your eyes if you want to. But we want to start relaxing. I'm in Michigan, Larry. Where are you from, Larry? I'm going to let your, as I'm talking just a little bit here, we're going to start letting your body calm down. I'm going to let your muscles calm down. Get ready to relax and to let go. Oh, not too far away. Awesome. All right. So go ahead and get comfortable. I'm relaxing myself too much. I'm going to go ahead and let your head. Muscles relaxing. Feel the back of your head relax. And the side. Let your forehead release, and your eyebrows, let them drop, eyes relaxing, and your face. Let your jaw release, letting the tension just leave your body, floating away, relaxing. Your breathing slow down, breathing gently, just relaxing, head relaxed, and neck, feel the muscles in your neck, down through your shoulders release, shoulders dropping, let go. Neck relaxing even more. Down through your arms and your hands. Muscles relaxing. Breathing slowly. Letting go. Body releasing. feeling more calm, letting your chest relax, letting the weight come off, release, down through your stomach, more relaxed, through your back, all the way down your spine. Release and relax, letting go. Down through your hips and your thighs, letting all the muscles in your thighs relax, and your knees, your calves, down through your ankles and your feet. All your muscles releasing, breathing slowly. Know that you are safe and relaxed. Going to imagine this bright white light coming in through your head. This white light, this beautiful energy, strong and vibrantly white, pure, pouring into your head and down, down through your neck, through your arms, your hands, all the way through your body, filling your chest and your back, all the way through your stomach, this white light, move it down through your hips, and then down your legs, both sides, all the way down, moving it all the way through your feet, and feel this white light go all the way through, into Mother Earth, go even farther, all the way down into the core and connecting. Allow it to connect all the way into the core. And now notice that light with little specks of gold coming back up. Let it flow back up. This bright white light with gold. Back into your feet, coming all the way up your legs, through your stomach. Let this golden white light run through your organs, your kidneys, your intestines, your liver. Let it run through all your organs, all the way up your spine. Feel it start feeding you. And nourishing you, healing. Let it run all the way up into your heart and your lungs, coming up through your neck. This golden white light nourishing your brain, healing your mind, all the way up through your head. And let it go all the way back up to source, connecting all the way to source, fully connected. Allow this light to expand through all of your body, all of your organs. This golden white light, it's healing, refreshing, removing all of the negative, releasing it all gently. This golden white light running through all your cells, every part of your body. Feel it expanding out just past your body. It's radiating and it's pulsing. It's filling you up, healing you, healing every part of you, past, present, and future. Just allow it to heal and to run around you. Let it circle you, coming from within and out of you, completely surrounded in this healing white light. Let it expand even more, past your body, past your chair. See this white light filling the room that you're in. Allow this golden white light, breathe it in and release. Know that you are here for a reason. Know that you are strong. Breathing in white light and release. We're going to take a little walk. Allow your mind to float with me. Gently start imagining some grass and see some trees, beautiful park. Feel the gentle energy, feel it surrounding you. Let it fill you. Peaceful, calm energy. Notice all the nature around you. The grass and the trees and the flowers. Notice the leaves and the blue sky. The bright white clouds. The beautiful sun feeding all the life. Breathing in this life. And releasing, more whole and calm, more at one. Notice that just ahead there's a little creek, some beautiful glistening water, gently streaming, feeling so safe and calm. Gently walking over to the creek. Noticing there is a boat. Beautiful wooden boat. And inside this boat, there is a box. And notice that box. And that there's a lid. Open that lid. Reaching down and opening the lid. And inside that box, you're going to put all of your worries, all of your stressors in that box. Just open the lid and start to put all of your worries in the box. Worries about work. Worries about money. Pull them off of you and place them in that box. See the box accepts them and takes them from you. Worries about kids, about house, about yard, family, friends, relationships. All your worries. Pull them off of you one by one and put them in this box. This box is forever and accepts all of your worries. Free yourself. Free yourself, removing each one. Remove each one of them any worry or trouble you have, taking it off of your body and placing it in that box. Notice when you have placed all the worries in the box that the box gently closes. Placing all your worries and the box gently closes. Taking a deep breath in, new energy cleared out, able to be fresh and whole. Newly energized and free. Feeling so whole and healed, feeling calm. Take your hands and gently push the boat into the water. See it gently go into the water and notice it start floating away from you. The box and the boat with all your worries are now leaving you. See it gently floating away, becoming farther and farther. And the farther it gets, the stronger you feel, the more calm you feel. You're feeling a release, a freedom, a happiness, feeling content and safe. Allow yourself to feel this feeling. Enjoy this feeling of calmness and healing. Come back into the park, back into the grass, beautiful trees, gentle breeze. In the warm sun, feeling so free, so relaxed, able to take a fresh breath. Allow yourself to hold on to this feeling. Notice where you feel it at. Hold on to this feeling. This is your feeling to claim. Deserve to be happy, to be whole, to be well, to be strong. Breathing in healing and whole. And breathing in. We're going to start to go back, allowing that white light to stay around you, surrounding you and running within you, aligning your soul with Source. Start to notice your feet and your toes. Notice your ankles. Notice your calves and your knees. Let your muscles wake up. Feel your thighs. Feel your hips. Let your stomach wake up, your back and your spine. Feel your arms and your hands. Feel your fingers. Body waking up. Feel your neck. Let your face wake up. Let your head wake up. And let your mind wake up. Coming back. Fully awake, eyes awake, mind awake. So let everybody come back, and then you can let me know what you think, how everybody is doing. Everybody awake? Come back, wake up, let your mind wake up. Were you able to go to feel the energy, to feel the relaxation, to feel the healing? Something's in my eye. All right. So we talked about some third eye, some energy, some healing, some body stuff, how to sleep. And then we did a healing meditation to release. Oh, that's awesome, Larry. I am definitely going to try your suggestion about, I never heard that before of asking yourself, if I heard that and going silent. I love that. Dancing is awesome. So this live, I will repost it into the, I'll post it on my YouTube, it'll be on my Twitter, my Instagram, it'll be on all of that. If you guys wanted to re-listen to it at some point, it will be there for you guys to be able to use it at your leisure. And then, as I always suggest, please post your questions in the group during the week. I can answer them during the week, but I also can, yeah, it does work. I can see that it works. I love that suggestion. I can answer your questions during the week, but I can also bring your questions to the live. So questions can be about the psychic ability, it can be about spirit, your soul, it can be about self-esteem, anxiety, depression, it can be about any of those topics because I do work in all of those areas. You are so welcome, Larry. Thank you for being here the first time. I'm very happy to see you. So please post your questions in the group, and I will be back next week, and we will see what we will talk about then. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Have a great night.